that is the best route which this country can take, given the circumstances it finds itself. And also if the intention is to grow the economy, because the use of the US dollar is, yes, after the demise of the Zimbabwe dollar, it managed to stabilize the economy. But it cannot assist to grow the economy because of the overvalued nature of the US dollar in Zimbabwe. So it leads to goods and services produced in Zimbabwe to become very expensive. That is challenge. But the use of the rand will solve most major problems in this country, including the ability to grow this economy. Because what it means is that if goods and services are produced in Zimbabwe based on the rand, they will be actually competitive in the market compared to goods produced in different countries. To me, that's the best. And I know the authorities are afraid of taking that route because they don't want to subject themselves to the South African monetary authority.
But as it is, the South African rand is one of the currencies that is acceptable legally in Zimbabwe. But why is it that it's not being widely used?
If you go back to 2009, when the multi-currency regime was introduced, fine, you will agree with me that probably the rand was situated in the country second to the US dollar, and it was dominating the southern and western part of Zimbabwe. But the people started to withdraw or to resist the use of the rand due to arbitrage and rent-seeking behavior of Zimbabweans, especially the business people and the shops. When it came to the crossroads, businesses decided to use a higher rate than what would have been obtaining in the market on the particular day in the international market, and leading to the holders of the rand feeling they are losing if they transact in rand. That kind of particular feeling led them to say, okay, fine, before I can go to the shop to buy using my rand, I'll first go around and look for the one who can give me the best exchange rate, and I change my rands into dollars before I transact. And it also led, because those of us who come from South Africa, the diasporans who come to South Africa probably over the major holidays, Easter and Christmas holidays, also felt the same as if they bring in the money in rands in Zimbabwe, they felt they were losing. So the result was that before they actually come here, they now make sure they change in South Africa and come carrying dollars, because that's what it is. So the rent-seeking behavior of all the people, business people involved in everybody else, is the one which forced the holders of the rand to feel cheated. If they had used a fair rate and continued to use a fair rate, the rand would be circulating even better. But now, if we were to completely replace the dollar with the rand, we've got no problem at all. We will be able to transact successfully. All what we need to do is that shops and other businesses should learn to value or charge their goods and services in rand. That way it will be easy for the rand to circulate.
But do you see this cash shortage going away after the introduction of the bond notes?
Yes, part yes, because what basically would be happening, your bond notes will be circulating in Zimbabwe only, and they cannot be taken outside the country. Let's accept this. At the moment, Zimbabwe is now a haven of international arbitrageurs and rent seekers, in the sense that it is easy to come and open up a little space shop in Bulawayo, sell space, get your dollars, and put them in a briefcase and take them to Nigeria, take them to China, and take them to wherever you are going, to your country.